Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Thad Bosley. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The center fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dickie Knowles. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dickie Knowles. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting third. The right fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Terry Francona. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Chris Spear. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn misplays the ball. That's an error on Flynn. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bosley moves to third. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sandberg. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Sandberg steals second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball four. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Bosley scores. Sandberg moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a pop-up towards short. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a pop-up towards short. Bowa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a line drive into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spear fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliver for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Carter reaches second base with a double. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball four. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter scores. Francona moves to third. It's Cubs, 1, Expos, 1. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Francona scores. Flynn moves to second. It's 2-1, Expos. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-1 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Raines reaches second base with a double. Flynn scores. Rogers goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Expos. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-1 in the game. Trillo hits a line drive into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dickie Knowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-1 in the game. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Sandberg takes first base on ball four. Bosley moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Bosley moves to third. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-1 in the game. Say hits a line drive towards short. Flynn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-1 in the game. Cromarty takes first base on ball 4. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-1 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Stenhouse now playing right field. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dickie Knowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knowles strikes out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-2 in the game. Bosley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sandberg hits a fly ball into right field. Stenhouse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knowles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Trillo hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse takes first base on ball 4. Raines moves to second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Say settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-2 in the game. Say strikes out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Francona hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Expos. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a line drive towards first. Buckner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 2 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into right field. Stenhouse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Craig Lefferts now pitching. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Raines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Raines moves to second. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis fires to second and picks off Raines for the out. One out. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stenhouse strikes out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Trillo moves to second. Bill Campbell now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trillo scores. Oliver moves to second. It's 6-1, Expos. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Stenhouse now playing left field. Jim Wolford now playing right field. Terry Francona now playing first base. Danron pinch hits for Bill C. Danron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron hits a fly ball into center field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bosley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Raines. Bosley reaches second base with a double. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bosley moves to third. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Dan Ron now playing second base. Bill Johnson now pitching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-3 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Flynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rogers bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Flynn moves to second. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ron scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-3 in the game. Say hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spear fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buckner strikes out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-3 in the game. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.